Hello and welcome to this episode of It's Me Time by Kangaroo Minds. I'm Vedika and our topic for today is Copy Me Not When Imitation is Angering and Not Flattering. Before we jump into this episode, however, we would like to put out a trigger warning for our listeners. If at any point during this episode should you find yourself feeling triggered or distressed, we urge you to please take a step back and look after yourself. Should you need any additional support resources, you can also find them on our website under the Resources tab. And now, let's learn more. You might have heard the phrase, right, that imitation is the sincerest form of flattery. But if you really ask someone who is being copied, they might tell you that imitation feels like the sincerest form of disrespect and can be extremely bothering. When someone raises a concern that they're being copied and that bothers them, we're most likely to tell them that they should not take it to heart or be fazed by it, and instead look on the bright side that their work is so inspirational to others. However, for the person really being copied, they may find it hard to shrug this off or take it as a sign of admiration or flattery. There are times when imitation doesn't feel like a compliment, but feels like thievery instead. And knowing that that feeling is okay as well can help people feel more validated in what they're going through. Today, we will look more at the different reasons why individuals might copy others, how this can feel to be copied by someone, and how we can cope with that feeling of being copied. Whether it's an online follower, friend, or family member who's constantly ripping off your style, or a colleague who always seems to look to your work when developing their own, or simply an acquaintance who seems to do whatever you do. Being copied is not as pleasant a feeling, especially if you're the one being copied. Indeed, they say that imitation is a form of flattery, but when it comes to someone infringing on your self-expression, it can feel more like an outright insult to your creativity and individuality. Copying can look like copying ideas, wardrobes, creative work, but in an online world, it can also be more subtle, such as replicating the list of accounts followed or connections, copying bios, replicating websites, or even passing off someone's ideas as your own in your writings, content, or events. Some people might be okay with being copied and see it as a form of flattery, but not everyone will be okay with it. It might make them feel angered or even negatively impacted, and that's okay. Because you know what? We're all individuals and we're all likely to have our own responses to the situation. When we talk about copying, we may wonder, what makes someone copy others? Are there any traits which might make people act like this? Some have suggested that there are reasons behind this copycat behavior, which could be that the individuals themselves lack a sense of individuality, have low self-esteem, have a sense of envy, might struggle with their own self-worth, have a tendency to stalk, be obsessive, or may be unsure of their own sense of purpose. From a psychological perspective, some might say that this type of personality, especially if it happens too intensely and frequently, is the kind of person who has no sense of self, which is what prompts them to mimic or try to be exactly like someone else. Being around such kind of a grossly insecure person can understandably feel unsettling. Extreme copying can also reveal having low to no self-esteem and a deep-rooted inferiority complex as well. Despite having an understanding of the reasons behind why people might copy, the person on the receiving end might still find it harrowing as an experience to cope with. No matter what their intentions are, it is perfectly valid for you as someone who is being copied to want any kind of copying to stop. Even less intrusive copying can become extremely exhausting to cope with. Negative copying is not just creepy. It can make you feel stalked, intruded, but it's also insulting and can rob you of feeling as like an individual. There is a fine difference between drawing inspiration and flat out being copied or imitated. And that is something which a lot of people perhaps don't realize or conveniently just overlook, or just pass it off as, you know, telling you that you're their role model. This can often feel like being gaslighted into being made to accept the copying behavior by doubting your own reactions to it. But that doesn't have to be the case. Being copied also has several other repercussions, including getting in the way of our day-to-day life, causing overthinking, creating self-doubt, especially when it comes to curating and sharing content. Individuality is a precious thing, and when you feel that yours is being taken away from you, you are likely to feel threatened and shaken. While it's flattering to be admired by those we care about, being copied can feel like identity theft. It can almost feel as if the other person is trying to rob us of our uniqueness. And while it might initially be flattering, over time, it can get very toxic. There may also be cases where if you choose to delve into the depths of their behavior, you may find that the other person is acting in this manner, not only because they want to imitate you, but they want to replace you or take your place. If being copied is something which is affecting you in any way, be it your mental health or making you second guess yourself or make you not want to put out on content, know that that's okay to feel that way and want to take action. There are few ways in which you can deal with it, which range from trying to be calm and avoiding engaging with them online or offline, opting to talk to the copycat and tell them that you've noticed their behavior and don't like it, or if you feel that this is getting beyond your threshold of tolerance, know that you can enforce your boundaries and cut them out, even if it means blocking them. This might also help to remind you that someone copying your style doesn't make you less unique. By acknowledging what makes you you, you accept that you are your own person, and you can then impart some of your own sense of self-confidence into the person copying you. If you've tried ignoring or confronting and you see zero change in their behavior, you might want to be a bit firm. If it's happening online, you might want to block them. However, know that if they're in an obsessive phase of copying, they will find a way around that. This might feel like a never-ending cycle, but there are very few things that you can do after you've blocked them out. You may also choose to put more out on what you are doing. So if your copycat finds that out and copies you, you will still have a community who has seen how the situation unfolded. And then they have the choice to decide who to trust and follow. Lastly, another way to cope with this is to find your tribe. Choose to surround yourself with a community of people who match your feelings and need for uniqueness. There will be some people who are more respectful than others, and they might see you as an individual and not as a threat to the group. And you can look out for that place which speaks to you. Don't be afraid to stand up for yourself when copying occurs, and if it's bothering you. You have the right to your individuality, and it's perfectly okay to tell someone that they're encroaching on it. Keep being who you are, and don't let this make you doubt yourself or feel like you should silence your own voice. On that note, we come to an end of today's episode. We hope you found it informative. In the meanwhile, please stay well and stay healthy. Thank you.